And what we're going to do is just, I'm doing that, I'm having our chairman sit in as a, to make a quorum. I'll have you gentlemen give the presentation. We do have, we're not going to vote on the resolution until two other sitting members, they're going to be here in a few minutes, but just to move things along, I hate to have people just sitting waiting. So, all right. Mary, would you take roll, please?
Legislator Berkey?
Here.
Legislator Dillon?
On way.
Legislator Laff?
Here.
Legislator Litz? Legislator Mayo? Legislator Rodriguez?
On way.
Chairman Maloney?
Here.
Legislator Ronk?
Here.
Okay. Tonight, we have representatives from Cubic, Inc. They have won the RFP for the Ulster County Tourism Department, and there, we have a resolution before us this evening, which we'll act on later. But they took it upon themselves. They wanted to come. They flew in from Oklahoma to give this presentation to, they wanted the legislature to see, as, or the many legislators that are here could see the quality and type of work that they do. So, gentlemen, please, the floor is yours.
My name is Billy Culkin. I'm president and managing partner of Cubic. Sean Krug is our director of creative strategy. I'm going to speak for 7 to 10 minutes, and then you're welcome to answer or ask any questions to Sean. Sean, can you want to drive for me?
Yes.
And I'll just kind of. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to be here. It is important that that you see us, that we're real, and we have a great business in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We do business all over the country and all over the world, for that matter. It just so happens we rest our heads in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so we wanted to visit with you a little bit. We like to say that every region ends up somewhere, and only two will end up there on purpose. Everything that we do for tourism is going to have meaning and is going to be very intentional with what we do. Yes, we can push pixels and make things look beautiful, but everything that we do begins and ends with the brand and begins and ends with the strategy, and it is very focused and very intentional. As I mentioned, we do business all over. The RFP that was sent to us is exactly what we do. About 76% of our business is related to tourism and destination branding. And so we felt like the needs of Ulster County and what we can offer matches up real nicely. We've done tourism work, as you can see, across the country, anywhere from Beverly Hills, California, to up in Vail, Martin County, Florida, down in Texas, Beloit, Wisconsin, Tupelo, Mississippi. We're going to add another dot. Last week we were hired by the city of Raleigh to do tourism and economic development branding or rebranding for them as well. We've been doing this for 14 years. There's 24 of us. We have a very diverse group of individuals that work for us. We have strategists, we have creative people, we have copywriters, content creators, and developers. We are very comfortable working remotely. This is the nature of our business. We use technology to our advantage. That's not to say that we our relationships are totally virtual. We come to market as we are here because this is important, and we'll be back in the market to do some our immersion work, and then we'll be back in market again to do some presentations. You know, part of what we do, obviously, you know, we're asking you guys to hire a firm out of Oklahoma. And though, again, we're from Oklahoma, many of us are from other places. I'm a native from Southern California, Sean Chicago, and other partners from Venezuela, and other partners from Arkansas. We bring a lot of diverse talents to the table. One of which is because we've been doing this for 14 years and because we ask communities to hire out-of-state firms, and it's always a touchy subject, we're very comfortable with making presentations like this, sitting in front of county commissioners, county judges, etc. But also it's important from an expectation standpoint that the community, there's community buy-in. And that is really important, that it's not Cubic show, it's not the Ulster County show, that we really want to do this thing collaboratively and together, and then make really good, strong presentations to back up exactly what we're doing. I'm going to kind of rapid fire some work and just to use your time wisely. Vail Valley Partnership hired us over 10 years ago. When we first started working with them, they hired us to rebrand that community, particularly for tourism and economic development. As we went into market, we quickly realized after listening to the businesses, there was a need that wasn't being addressed. And from the resort standpoint, they had lots and lots of remnant rooms that needed to be filled on a regular basis. So we actually came up with a business idea and pitched it to our client, the Vail Valley Partnership, and it's now a business called VailOnSale.com. and it is marketed to the Denver metro area. So it's last minute deals that the system that we built, that the hotels and resorts actually put in their remnant rooms. So the Vail Valley Partnership, they don't have to manage any of that. They're just the facilitator. They market the site to the Denver metro area, and in return, they are given a commission. And the commission is hefty, and it can be hefty, particularly in peak season, now starting last month through, I guess, spring break. They'll earn between $50,000 and $60,000 in commissions a month, just in commissions off this site. We've also done economic development websites for them, and then several other tourism type websites that you can see here. What I want to point out is that everything is cohesive and works together as a family. We've done some rebranding work in Tupelo, Mississippi about 3.5 years ago, and actually they called us 2 months ago to kind of do a version 2.0, but Tupelo, if you don't know, is the birthplace of Elvis Presley. The challenge that they had in Tupelo is that many people that want that Elvis experience go to Memphis, and they don't recognize that if they can travel just another 40 or 50 miles down the road, they can actually get an entirely different type of experience with Tupelo, which is it's not the Disney version, it's the real version where you can actually sit on Elvis Presley, shotgun, shack home, etc. So here's just a wide range of the work we've done. And one thing I do want to point out here, many communities, they don't have endless funds, and we recognize that and appreciate that. So what we want to do is build systems to allow them to then manage their own creative assets. So they had creative people in-house. What we've done is we've kind of set up the system here where there's some consistency that they can't mess it up. So it's kind of foolproof, because particularly Tupelo and many other communities can't afford to have us just kind of repurposing and continue to work on ads all the time. So we've built a system to allow them to do that. Martin County, Florida is a very interesting place. Martin County is an hour and a half north of South Beach, an hour and a half south of Orlando. It's an entirely different experience. If you're familiar with South Beach, it is the anti-South Beach. Martin County, it's interesting because they hired us for tourism, but their county commissioner basically said to us, we don't want tourism. They don't want people to come in and muck it up. They are very proud of their beaches. They're proud of what they have, and they don't want tourists to really come in and mess anything up. They have very strong ordinances. You can't build anything over a three stories, so you're not going to see high rises. It's a very quaint, interesting place that's made up of a lot of different types of communities. So we built a system here for Martin County, Florida. Places like Jensen Beach can then utilize some of the tools that we have. So again, all these different communities are working together in concert with each other. The one thing we quickly noticed in doing immersion with them is that every single Florida community is selling, crystal clear beaches and beautiful water, and we didn't want to go down that approach. One, because that's not them, and two, because everyone else is doing it. So it is a very affluent, they appreciate culture. So we created some photography here that then represents watercolors, and in publication it certainly stands out. Just a quick headline, just to get you a framework here. This headline says that because a raked beach is not natural. So you're not going to see raked beaches there. You're going to see very pristine, very clean beaches, but it's in their natural environment. Website, visitor guide, some web ads. Beloit, Wisconsin hired us a couple years ago to rebrand them. They wanted something really different. They wanted something to unify their cities and unify the city and unify the city departments. So we created the stylized B with, again, there's some culture there, but allowed some flexibility for each department to then customize their own city. And Sean will just kind of sift through kind of the system that we built for them. Some ads. West Mass, we're just coming out of a creative process for them. This is about a 6-month process that we've been going through. West Mass came to us and said, please help us rebrand our region, if you will. It was known as Western Mass, sometimes the Pioneer Valley, sometimes it's known as the Asparagus Valley. It has a lot of different names. From a tourism standpoint, they're promoting the Pioneer Valley. Yet when you're inside, when you go to market and you ask people where they're from or where they live, no one talks about the Pioneer Valley. Some even haven't even heard of it. The idea for us was to make this really simple and easy for them. We cut Western Mass, called it West Mass. People are using shorter language vernacular. We felt like West Mass certainly represents them. Pioneer Valley the heart of who they are, truly, they are pioneers. There are a lot of firsts that came out of there, but the word pioneer is also outdated, and it's not as modern as it needs to be. So we have positioned them as this modern maverick, which plays off nicely of what a true modern pioneer is. Some of the brand personalities, pioneering, non-conforming, and you can see just some of the work that we've done here for them. With West Mass, this is a true integrated campaign combining both tourism and economic development. Messaging strategy played a role with West Mass, and will play a role right here. Again, it's not just about making things look pretty. We have to make sure we're saying the right things at the right time, using the right media vehicles, etc. So we've created a messaging strategy for them, again, that works both for economic development and tourism here. This is a roadmap, if you will, of what we do for communities. And then again, just some additional sample work that's coming out of Creative now that we're getting ready to launch. So started this 10 minutes ago. We're gonna do something special here. We greatly appreciate the opportunity. We are gonna be very intentional, and we're gonna be very focused, and we're gonna be very results driven. It is really, really important that we understand what we're trying to accomplish, how we're measuring success, how often we're measuring success, and who's measuring success, so that you guys need to hold us accountable. And if the needle's not moving fast enough in the right direction, then we're gonna make some changes along the way. We're not here just to collect a check and move on to the next community. We work with communities over a 5 to 7 year period. That's our goal, at least. And most of our partners or our communities will then go, because it's such a tight-knit group, we'll go tell their friends to go hire us. And that's how we've grown our business over 14 years. With that said, what's free shot on goal?
Any questions for the representatives from Cubic? Anybody? Yes, so, Tracy.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Good to see you back there.
I'm hiding in the corner. Hi, thank you. I came in late for the presentation, but what I saw was very impressive. I have a question. As part of the branding or rebranding of the county, are you going to also look into, I don't see it specifically in the contract, but the logo? I know that sounds... I don't mean the county seal. I mean that logo that was created by the previous.
I think you're confusing. This is only for the tourism aspect.
Oh, so they don't deal with the...
This is for Rick, Mr. Rem Snyder's department. This is tourism.
All right, then I have a second question, and that's in the contract, it refers to the brochures, and this may be a question for Rick, for golf and cultural heritage. How did you arrive at those two brochures?
Well, the both of them, they're probably 3 to 4 years old. So what we try to do is every 2-3 years make sure that we do those. Golf is a huge business, Oost County. It's an economic generator. Cultural tourism, the same, history, historic sites. So we've done these brochures periodically, and we felt those would be a couple that needed to be redone.
No.
Yeah, I also, maybe this is for Rick and maybe this is for you, to what extent will the rebranding of Ulster County Tourism occur as part of this contract?
We haven't really discussed it yet, Jennifer, but I mean, we're not going to throw out the brand that we've established over the last 6 years with Focus Media. First thing, once the contract is approved and signed, Cubic is going to do the due diligence and make some recommendations on it going forward for branding. But we've had that Ulster County Alive and UC brand for the last 6 years, and all our numbers have been going up to the point where last year, $532 million in tourist spending, which is an all-time record. So they will be making recommendations, but we're not going to start from scratch.
And I guess the other question I have is, to what extent does it overlap in some way with our economic development strategy? Because I see that you have this fairly comprehensive approach to rebranding, and our economic development strategy certainly depends on people identifying with our prominence in sort of cutting-edge creative industries, for example, and I don't think that's currently reflected so much in our tourism policy. And I think that that's something that is definitely part of our brand. So I'm wondering if that's going to work as you start working, you work in that direction.
Well, I can take that. That's okay. There's one Ulster County brand, and there should be one Ulster County brand.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, in terms of, if, I mean, if you want to go back to that, that message, Sean, is how we communicate to those different, how you, I know you, I'm not expecting you to read this, but there's the overarching brand, then there's the economic development brand, and then the tourism brand, and the two really work hand in hand.
Right.
It's very difficult for, well, let me say this, it is more cost efficient and more effective if you look at this as one holistic approach where you have one brand. And the only thing that changes is essentially the messaging and the tactics and protect and the strategies that we might go after some of these different target audiences.
Right. Could we actually get a copy of that page? I'm interested in, is that?
Yeah.
I haven't launched it yet.
Oh, is that just intended for the effect? Well, show us that idea.
It is work in progress, and it is for another client.
Well, I got the point, or I wouldn't have asked that question. I was just curious to know where the overlap would be.
Well, let's take a big picture of it. Anyway.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, somewhat, I have two questions. Part of them, actually, and I just love, I could just tag team off the previous questions. So, to get back to Tracy's point, though, Mr. Remsnyder, you know, I understand we do different things at different times.
Yeah.
So, you know, last year or previous year, it was hiking and shopping, you know, and so,
yes,
you know,
we did. We created a new guide.
So I guess it's more of just the whole, it was more a matter of just that you hadn't done golf in a while, or was there something much more, to give us more analytic in terms of just like, oh, we need to be able to kind of, you know, we're seeing growth in golf, or we're seeing, you know, how did those issues kind of come up?
Well, it's, we just don't arbitrarily decide on where we're going to start, but yeah, golf is definitely a growing business. We have a new golf course is doing well, Lazy Swan, 27 holes. So we can't have the outdated, 18 holes of Apple Greens, 27 holes. So we needed to redo that guide, and I think it's a big part of the tourism industry. We're also planning of doing in 2017 a dining and shopping guide, which would be something new. So that's another one we're going to add to the portfolio.
Okay.
But can I add something to that?
Sure.
Can I add something to that?
Second part.
Part of what you're paying us for is for our expertise, and so sometimes our candor gets us in trouble, and this very well could be one of those times. Owe it to you guys to make sure that I communicate clearly. And I would challenge us to think differently. And mm-hmm. I appreciate the fact that there are listed the brochures in the contract mm-hmm. of what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is bigger than a brochure, guys.
Yep.
This is about the brand. And if you're investing money in brochures, if you know, we're probably not the right group. We can do brochures, but we're thinking bigger.
Okay. So just so you realize, by the way, just because we're bringing that up doesn't necessarily mean that we're so hyper-focused.
Oh, totally.
And more importantly, you're interrupting me from hearing my own voice, so when you do that, you just upset me. So.
My apologies.
So, more importantly, though. Come on, that was a joke.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know you.
Anyway, more importantly, though, but to touch on what Jennifer brought up, clearly we're doing things in economic development, and while there may be sort of, you know, one brand, that one brand is going to have to basically be flexible enough where it works for, you know, if in terms of economic development, we're working on bringing up a lot of tech folks from, you know, from the city, you know, and we're pushing a lot of, you know, value-added, you know, agricultural products, and the, you know, that sort of, that, the brand's got to be flexible enough where we're speaking to enough audiences. Well, I realize that there's a difference between brand and audience, and that's, I think, sort of what you're touching on with some of this.
Yes.
It's that's just the one thing that I think maybe touches on, Jennifer, what you're getting at, that we've got different, we have some really diverse audiences and vastly different things actually happening in this county that may not necessarily be even related.
Mm-hmm.
They might be, but they might not really be.
Sure.
Although from what we know from, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, what we know from our previous year's research is that a very large part of our audience is the metro area,
mm-hmm.
and these are people who extend their attachment over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of our messaging certainly has to be related to our economic development. So I think we've beaten that horse. But another one is certainly whether it's golf or, and I'm not talking about messaging there,
mm-hmm.
again, these are different segments for sure. I don't think of, well, right now, no offense, because I'm, again, also tangentially related to the industry. I don't see that as the main segment we're pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I see the segment we're pitching as a younger, and, well, anyway, like, for example, Trails is very big in Ulster County, and it's big with a younger group of people. So I'm not so sure, again, how we arrived at that, but I think it's important that the research you do, you said you're going to be doing some stakeholder analysis.
That's correct.
That there be you know, some looking
absolutely.
At these, yeah, these trends. The arts are huge here. So.
Yeah, immersion will drive what we do,
okay.
for sure.
Legislator Bill Figley.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, you're the professional, all right, your sales and marketing experience. I don't think that the committee's trying to micromanage that
no.
at all. And I don't think it's, I think it's good to look at the past, but like Legislator Berkey is saying, that we have much more, like since the last golf brochure or whatever. One of the things that I noticed over the summer, and I know we had a campaign in New York City subway system a couple years ago, but we have this organization that holds a food, I don't know, food fair, vendor fair, called the Smorgasbord, Upstate Smorgasbord.
Yeah.
So I met some people who were there, you know, we sat down at a picnic table, and they told me they were from Brooklyn. And I said, well, how did you find out about this? You know, and they said, well, through Ulster County, you know, the tourism site or whatever, you know, we looked at the listings that were going on, and they have something similar in Brooklyn. And I think that a lot of people who are coming up from down south, New York, the five boroughs, although they want to experience something different, they also want to be familiar with, you know, their surroundings. So I thought that was very insightful, and, you know, I applaud Ulster County Tourism, you know, for getting the word out, because that came up pretty quickly. It was only for about 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks, but they had record attendance, I mean, you know, every week. So that's all I had to say. You guys are the experts, so.
Just a quick point I'll make, too, as well. Also, you know, we've been kind of doing the same thing for quite a bit long period of time. We've had some great success. But it's clear to us that all of our neighbors are trying to cookie cutter and do everything that we're doing. And so we I think this year is an attempt to shake it up, bring some, you know, new influence into it, and take it to that next level. You know, and stay one step ahead of our competition in the region.
So absolutely. I guess you've already heard we're the coolest.
That being said, you had resolution number 523.
Has it been moved?
Has not been moved.
I'll move it.
Hector. Motion by Legislator Rodriguez, second by Legislator Berkey. Any further discussion? There was something brought up at our last meeting. That's why we're here tonight. I believe it's on page 17, H3. And there was a paragraph removed.
It was section 4 out of the Schedule B, which was...
Okay, that has been removed. But right, regarding third-party commissions paid, that is no longer in the contract. And I would just make the statement, I'd rather have these two gentlemen doing our media buys than Mr. Remsnyder, although Mr. Remsnyder is very capable.
Me too, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further discussions, any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Nothing else. Is there a motion to adjourn? Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in from Oklahoma.
Second. You have cards?
Thank you very much.
Have you signed them?
Although I already opened his website and met you all online.
Learn from Saddam Hussein.
Thank you, Mary.
Hello.
Okay, so that's Sean.
Somebody
else. So confused.
I know. Well, I understood it.
That's one of them.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
Richard. Hey, James. What's up? How are you, sir?
Very good.
Hey, how are you?
Well, you're outside.
Hi.